We're up to Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav, and we are up to Siv Beis, and Siv Gimel is going to be the Siv that discusses the Avodah Zorah element, and we're going to be touching on the Shaitels then, Mitzvah Hashem. So, yeah. Okay, Siv Beis. Hagoizel Shofar, somebody who steals a shofar. Isn't that a brilliant idea, someone who steals it? Yeah, if, just Lichvoid Rosh Hashanah hasn't got the nice shofar.
Everyone seems to bring it.
Hagoizel shofar v'takabo takaboy, somebody who stole a shofar and he blew the shofar, the stolen shofar. Yotzo, he's yotze. Afilo lo nisyasha ba'alimein, even if the owner is still looking for it, he hasn't given up on it. He's yotze. Why is that?
So he's got
everybody's yotze. Everybody's yotze. Stolen shofar. That's right. Ask Mr. Zekiel, brilliant kasha. When it comes to an esreg, a lulav, you won't be yotze. You won't be yotze. If you steal somebody else's lulav, you're not going to be yotze. So what's the difference?
Lulav is intrinsically the thing itself, or the shofar is the sound.
What you are saying is absolutely amazing, because that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says of the Rishonim says. It's much amazing. That's the kasha and the teretz. I'm unemployed. What should I do? I'm he don't need me. Save cotton test. Hagoydel shofar. Ve'einoy doymel lulav uvematzah v'tzitzak zulim. It is not similar to a stolen lulav, a stolen matzah, and a stolen tzitzis. Why? Lefisha mitzvah ha'shofar, because the mitzvah of shofar einoy elo hashmiya levad is only on the sound, on the listening. The sound of the shofar. V'ein b'shmias kol din egezen. You can't steal a sound. That hasn't been invented. Even 2014, I don't think we can steal a sound. So, but that's indirect. The hearing is just emerges from the shofar. So that's lefichach. Therefore, afal pisha toka boy be isa gezel. Though you've certainly done isa gezel, you've certainly done an isa of stealing. Since the ikar mitzvah, the hainu hashmiya ein bo isa gezel, you haven't stolen the sound. Yotze de chavosoi. Therefore, you're yotze. So in other words, although yes, it's true, you have stolen the shofar and you've done an aveira, definitely. But we only say that you're not yotze with something you're stolen. If the actual item that you stole, that's what you're fulfilling the mitzvah with. Over here, that's just a means to an end. The shofar is a means to have a shmiya shofar, and therefore you're yotze.
Does the rest of the kehillah, if they knew it was stolen, make
it? Yeah, the answer is they are still yotze. They are still yotze.
So it's not a mitzvah haboba avera.
Correct. It is not a mitzvah haboba avera, because the mitzvah is being defined as the sound, the shmias shofar, as opposed to the shofar itself. As opposed to the lulav, there's nothing else than the lulav, the shaking of the lulav. It's not, the lulav is not just a means to an end. It's the lulav itself that is the mitzvah. As opposed to the shofar over here, it's not the shofar that is the mitzvah, it's the sound of the shofar which is the mitzvah. Does that make sense?
I don't want to go off on a tangent, but if someone made the
shofar hektish,
and
as to whether Mi'ilat, you know what? Well, we're going to learn that that's going to be very similar to Ziv Hei. We're going to get to very similar to now in Ziv Hei, so we're going to leave it for then. Seif. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. The kol zeh b'shetoka. This is only if you actually blew the shofar. Aval lechatchila, also nitkoya boy b'al kolcho shel b'al shofar. You mustn't lechatchila just take a beautiful. I won't be able to just take your shofar and start blowing it without permission. It's a beautiful. I won't be able to. Aval lechatchila, you're not allowed to. V'afunu nisyan shebal. I mean, even if you have given up on it, because you've been looking for it for 2 years already. Mikol shken de'en levori chalav, and you can't make a bracha on it. Mishum b'tzeh berech. There's a concept of b'tzeh berech that you can't make a bracha on something which you haven't got permission to. So again, lechatchila, you may not take a shofar, and you might not listen to a tkiyah shofar which comes from stolen shofar. However, but yevet, if a stolen shofar was being used, but yevet are yotze. Now let me ask you a question: are you allowed, if you see a shofar on the bima? Or maybe not the beam, maybe on the place, on your place, I see a shofar, and I want to be motzi. I haven't heard kiyas yet, for whatever the reason may be. I haven't heard kiyas yet. Okay, I've come to shul late, whatever the Can I just take your, you're not here, I can't ask you. Can I just take your shofar and blow my tkiyas without asking permission?
Yeah, you have to do your submission of all you can.
Why? Based on what are you saying that?
He just told the shofar.
Yeah.
So why is the
but can I take it? Can I take it?
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So he's, well, one second. He's told us that you are yatsa, that you are, you did fulfill the mitzvah, but you're not allowed to be a ganav. You're not allowed to start taking and without, you're not allowed to. If you did it, you fulfilled the mitzvah, but you're not meant to do that. Oh, okay. So you're saying, I'm not going to take it home. I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to go that far. All I'm doing is I'm just going to use your shofar and put it back nicely in the bag. And I have to do that.
So, Mishnah Berurah wants to say that everyone's stummed us is that you can.
Good, good.
My question is, I know this is in the Mechaba, that used to be back in the old days.
Very good.
You could always take someone's tefillin.
Very good.
Because
yeah.
Somebody's tefillin.
Good.
And
good.
Sparim, you couldn't borrow because.
Because people are. Very good. Okay. Very good. You're saying two points and we're going to address them both. Okay. The embassy is as follows. What did you want to say? You want to say something?
No, I think you covered it.
Okay, so the embassy, there is a concept which is, we find it all, in many areas of halacha, of nichalele inish, it is good for a person, a person is okay with it, it's fine with a person, le'mavet mitzvah b'mamoyne. A person is fine that somebody else is going to fulfill a mitzvah with my item. And the example given is, for instance, a talis. For instance, okay, I'm expanding a little bit, but that's really what it means. That if I've got a talis in my place and somebody hasn't got tzitzis and he just wants to make a brach on the talis and he wants to fulfill the mitzvah. So even if I'm not around to be asked, the concept is nichal le'inish. It is the assumption is that somebody I'm okay with somebody doing a mitzvah with my item, right? Maybe with a sefer as well. A sefer nowadays, right? I'm emphasizing nowadays. It's not particularly expensive. I might not mind that somebody's going to use my sefer for half an hour learning. As long as he's careful with it, I won't mind. But the question is, well, how can he take something without permission? The answer is, nichle le'inish, it is good for, it is fine with a person, le me'avet mitzvah to do mitzvah, but money with his items. Okay, that's the concept. So going back to the question now about the shofar, does that apply with regards to the shofar as well or not? So Mr. Vagoda said that arguably it doesn't. But let's first see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and that's the second line, it's within the Sif Cotton test, just two lines, second last of the narrow lines. The Kosvu Achorim, the Achorim say, the Mutah, it's permitted, little shofar shel chaveroi. It is permitted to take a shofar of a friend, beloy yedi osoi, without his knowledge, velitkoyabayin, to blow the shofar. Why? The nichalele in it, leinish, it is fine, it is fine with a person, le me'avet mitzvah, to fulfill a mitzvah v'mona with his money. If I were to ask Mr. Vigodeh, okay with me to blow the shofar, Mr. Vigodeh said, sure, why not? As long as you are careful. As long as you are careful, I don't mind. That, and you're allowed to blow with it. It's not only the obligate, the minat hayrat tkiyas, but in fact, all the 100 tkiyas that the minig is to blow. Afal pishen medino, that's not real halacha. Kim shenoa gukain, since that's the minig, bevade loim chabazeh. Mr. Vagoda has no problem with me blowing the 100 koilois, because there are some, you know, he's okay with me fulfilling the minig, and therefore, he won't mind. I don't have to ask permission. So, do you all agree with that? If I see you sit in your place,
it's only for the evidence. If you've got it in mind, I'm stealing this, I'm not going to impact it.
Yeah, then no, then it's actually it's a gazelle. Then you're making a Kenyan gazelle.
So
then
you're
then yeah, correct. So does everybody agree with that or not? So if you've got a shofar, would you be okay with me just using it?
Yeah.
You'd be okay with it?
Maybe not.
If it's like this way.
Maybe not. Maybe you don't like other people.
Very good. So the post in the contemporary post came question this Mishnah Berurah a little bit. And they say, it's not necessarily true. I mean, if you've got a shofar, which is an expensive item, and you look after it, you don't necessarily want somebody to use it. You might be makpid. Nowadays, shofar costs a lot of money. You're looking after it, or it's you don't want to, just because you leave it on place, that doesn't mean you want to ask that people start using it. You don't want that. Have you got a shofar? Would you care if people use it, or you do not care?
I don't care.
You don't care. Okay? But so people said this is just, it's not necessarily, or for hygienic reasons, people don't necessarily want to blow a shofar that somebody else blew in it. You know, people are different nowadays.
If the average person doesn't mind.
Very good. So this Mishneh Berurah, that consensus of the poskim, this is just an assumption over here. That nichlel is an assumption. If it's safe to assume that people don't mind, then you'd be allowed to use it. But if you know specifically a person is makbit, or you have a feeling that nowadays people are makbit, then they wouldn't be. Then you wouldn't. Two points. I'm making two points here. First of all, you know one person specifically. I don't think he'll like it. Because either he's that kind of person, or because the shofar is that kind of shofar, then for sure you're not allowed to. This rule won't apply. Point number one. Point number two. If it's that kind of person, say if it's that kind of atmosphere, and then if it's based on socials, I don't know if it's what it's based on exactly, but if it's that kind of atmosphere that you feel that people are actually not, won't necessarily like that, then you certainly can't make that assumption. Then you can't make that assumption, and you won't be allowed to use it. Yeah.
Firstly, delighted to be teased by Shofar, but anybody want to use it. But secondly, when some of you live in Shul, then
good.
There is a certain...
Very good. Very good. That Tzvah is brought down in the Achronim as well. The Tzvah is brought down in the Achronim. If an item... There is a discussion, actually, about Sidurim, which is very new, guy. If you see a Sif, I see a Sif in your place. You're allowed to use it or not. Will we say, Nichle le'inish le'mav mitzvah mo'inei, or not? Will we say or not? What do you think? If you leave a... So the points came to say that if it's... Well, what do you think? What do you think?
Depends on the community.
Depends on the community. Sure, yeah. I think that's definitely true as well. It's definitely true. Like it's definitely true. It's definitely true. Yeah. I think that's obviously. Definitely... Yeah, that's definitely true.
Take you home. It's first day of Rosh Hashanah. Maybe...
Yeah, maybe you can't.
Maybe you
can't. Yeah.
You should leave it there.
Yeah.
If you know it's going to be safe, then
yeah.
You should leave it there.
Yeah. Yeah. Some, yeah, that's true as well. So you can't, you're saying that you can't assume that it's fine. Yeah.
Maybe because he holds it, he shouldn't retake it.
Right. You're saying that the you can't be matted on the basis that it's lying there.
Yeah.
Because maybe he's makbit and he just,
maybe
yeah.
He didn't want to take
yeah.
It.
What about I mean, what about an eslik? Would you use somebody else's eslik? I see somebody, his eslik is for sure going to be the best hechsher. So whilst he's gone out, you look, you check, he's gone out, if I know I'm going to take it, then you shake it. You know, that must be good. Are you allowed to do that?
No, I mean, it has to be yours.
Well, I'm not stealing it. I'm not stealing it.
So we actually have to own it.
Okay, so last day, Cholamoid. So I'm allowed to nichal elim. I'm sure that he likes it because nichal elim inish. He wants me to fulfill mitzvah with it. So the answer is that often, if there's an assumption that this is just a general assumption, if you know somebody is makbid, and often people are makbid on the items, then you certainly can't.
What about if it's the most makbid person imaginable, but you're in a situation where it's the only chauffeur in town?
You can't. You can't. Oh well, you can't unless you have a feeling. Unless.
5,000 people are waiting. And they need
unless you know, unless you have a feeling that because of circumstance he might let, he's likely to let. But but if you know that he's the kind of person not going to let, he won't want. Then you can't. You can't. Okay. There's an interesting shaila. But do we say also nichlel inish? Moshe was asked a shaila. Do you say nichlel inish also with regards to a woman? So let's say a woman. Okay, I'm not going to go into Shalom Bayis issues, but let's say you've got the husband and wife, and he's got the shofar, and his wife wants to use the shofar, and let's say, I'm not going to go into Shalom Bayis issues, but she hasn't asked permission to use it. And she's not necessarily sure that he'll want to, he's not necessarily sure he's going to, I mean, probably, but, you know, what would be the halacha then?
She wants to lend it to someone else.
She wants to use it herself. Yeah, and that's the point. The point I'm making is that she's using it herself, and she hasn't got a proper halach. She hasn't got a proper obligation.
If she sees any future in this marriage, yeah.
If she sees any future. Yeah, okay.
I would have thought that the marriages that we have these days, based on the kind of conversations I've had with various Tamil Chachamim, you just cannot look into the poskim.
To allow or not allowed, yeah.
30, 40 years ago.
Because definitely, yeah, that's a very nice point. Yeah, you're right. So I'm just being very pedantic about this shaila. Okay, just to get, because I'm trying to bring a halacha out. But you're right, halacha lemaaseh probably won't be so nice, yeah. The Moshe says that although it's just, she has got only an additional, she's not really obligated, but nevertheless, we'll still say the concept of nichlel inish will apply to that as well. In other words, it just shows to what extent a person is happy for others to fulfill the mitzvah with these items, that although she hasn't got a proper obligation, but nevertheless, we say nichlel inish on that as well. So the answer is yes, she would be able to take it. Okay. Continues, Seif Gimel. Toka b'shoifa shel avodas kechovim. Okay, I'm going to go through the Seif, and after this I've made the... I think that it helped me, so I'm going to have to share with you. Thank you very much. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I should, yeah. Yeah. Toka b'shal, I'm just going to go briefly through the Shulchan Aruch, and afterwards I'm going to we're going to go through this over here. Hopefully that's Toka b'shayfa. Somebody blew a shayfa shal avodas kechovim, which was of an avodas kechovim. Shel Yisrael lo yatza. If this item, this shayfa, which was used for avodas kechovim, is belongs to yid lo yatza, is not yid. It's sheein abatei lo ilamis, because it's never it can never become nullified. V'ksusa mechta shiura, and the shiur is lacking. If it belonged to a goy and he was served as an idol, and if it belongs to a goy, then you shouldn't. But if you did blow with it, you're yotze. This is only if you didn't mean to acquire it. But if you intended to acquire it, you know it's because it's considered of a. Of a yid, belonging to a yid. Okay. Now let me explain that. Okay, we have got over here a shofar shel avodas kechovim. What does that mean? It's a shofar which was used as an idol. This is not... Okay, I'm being very specific over here. It was used as an idol. So imagine a very backwards type of cult that uses shofar as their avodah zarah, yeah? Can you imagine such a thing? They, yes. Yeah. And they're not actually, I mean, it's part of their avodah, yeah. Good, yeah. Even very good. Very excellent, definitely. Yeah, this is a little bit of a machloekes achrenim, but we let's go for that. Okay, now, can you use such a shofar or not? Can you use such a shofar or not?
So it belongs to a goy.
Keep going.
So it seems to say yes if you're using it and you don't need bittul because it doesn't belong to.
Good. So there is a big distinction over here between if it belongs to a. If this shofar belongs to a yid or it belongs to a goy. Let's start with a yid. If it belongs to a yid, if this shofar belongs to a yid, then it's not yotze. Why is it not yotze? Because the halacha is as follows. Something which was used as an avodah zarah is considered... what did I write? Can you read it? Because I can't read it this way. I don't know if you can read my handwriting.
Bittul will not work. Aina bittul ilamis, hence tuti
Mechtashure, very good. Okay, so the halacha is as follows, thank you. Now, a person is not yotze because there is the concept of bittul, and that's actually very important. That was very nagia to the Shaitels episode as well. There's a concept called bittul. Bittul is nullification. Nullification is nothing to do with batel b'shishim or anything like that. Nothing to do with it. What it has to do with is the fact you can be mevatel and avoid the zora. And a bittul is, for instance, if a goy has an idol and he's selling it, or he's getting rid of it, he's throwing it on the floor, he's selling it, he's being mafke it, he's making it ownerless, anything like that, that is considered bittul, nullification. That's called bittul. Nullification. He's mevatel avodah zarah. Now, if his person is mevatel avodah zarah, then it loses its avodah zarah element of it, right? He's mevatel avodah zarah. So, the problem is that the halacha is that eino b'teila olamis, and avodah zarah which belongs to a yid eino b'teila olamis. Bittul does not work to an avodah zarah which belongs to a yid. So therefore, what's going to be the halacha? If you've got an avodah zarah, the shofar over here belonging to a yid, it was served as an idol by some backwards cult. It belongs to a yid. How it belongs to yid? Oh no, it just happens to belong to yid, and they served it as an idol worship. And what's that going to be the halacha then? Can you use it or not? The answer is you cannot use ainu b'teila olamis. You can do whatever you want. It's not going to work. You can't do anything with it. You can't do anything with it. And halacha is ksusa mechta shur. Ksusa mechta shur is the concept of something which needs to be burned. Something which needs to be destroyed because it's also bad. No, because it's, you can't do anything with it. It's lacking in shir. It's as if it's destroyed already. It's as if it's rendered useless already. And this is because it belongs to a yid. So an avodah zarah, again, which belongs to a yid, eino betel olamis, cannot be nullified at all. And therefore, you can't do anything with it. But this is only if it belongs to Yid. What happens if it belongs to a Goy? The Goy can do a Bittul. The Goy, if the Goy has this avodah, it belongs to a Goy, then he can do Bittul. So the halacha is as follows. Can you read it? Can you read my handwriting? I'm really sorry.
For non-Jew, nullification Bittul would work, hence yet to even before Bittul.
Very good. Now the halacha is that if this shofar belongs to a Goy, and they served Avodah Zarah, this shofar. Now the halacha is, if I want to use this for a shofar, for a mitzvah, I can. Why? Because bittul would work. Now, since bittul would work, I don't actually need to do the bittul. That's the interesting part. I don't actually physically need to do the bittul, because it can be nullified, so therefore it doesn't really affect these items that much. It's not so severely Avodah Zarah dik. Does that make sense? Because bittul would work. If the guy wants to sell it, if the guy wants to get rid of it, he could. Does it make sense what I'm saying? It's not so heavily, so severely affected by its avoid zora element. Because if he wants to get rid of it, he would lose its very interesting, and that's a good point, and it has to do with the Shonim there. But the answer is that since can I read you the words of the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Yudalet? Afilu kodim shenisbatel is yoytes as the Mishneh Berurah. Ve'atam kiven she'efsha levatloi kedin avodizor shenochi motzim levatloi lo yishayich beloima haru kimisheino. You can't say it's useless, it's rendered useless, it's non-existent. The Efshaloi Tovoi Knali Deisreifa, maybe it's not going to get burnt. You can use it. There's no obligation to burn it because it can be mevatlet. And therefore, you can fulfill that you can use it as a shofar. Now the question is, can I just finish off, yeah? The question is, what happens if when you have this goy's shofar, you have a goy shofar, and it belongs to a goy, it was served by a zor. So now I said, the halacha is that what? If it belongs to a goy, you can't be yotze. What happens if I pick it up? So you know what? Such a stunning shofar. You know what? Let me take it home. I'll give him £2, and I'll take it home. I want to buy this. It looks like a beautiful shofar. It was served as an avodah zarah. Who cares? I'm going to take it. I'm going to keep it. What happens then? Can you do that or not? So the halacha is, can you read it? If he wants to acquire it, then what happens? Then it becomes back. It belongs to a yid. And then the halacha will be that you're not yotze. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so if you've got intention of acquiring it, no. If it belongs to a goy, I can just say, do you mind? I just want to use it for a couple of days.
If it reverts back to belonging to a Jew, then it can never be.
Yeah, correct.
And then it can be used.
Correct. 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 Correct.
So in order for a Jew to be able to use the shofar, the goy has to make his own mind up that he wants to get rid of it.
No, I can lend it off him. I can borrow it off him.
So that's not a bittul.
That's the point. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to physically. The fact. Yeah. So you know, you take it back into your house. By the way, I just can I have it for a couple of days, please?
Can I just have? Even if the shrub's going to be used for bodies on
the. Yeah. Isn't that fascinating? No, that point is actually passing like that. No. Yeah.
The question is, if this guy sells the shofar to the yid, why isn't that called bittul?
It probably is called bittul, but it doesn't help you. If it is, it probably is called bittul. If the guy sells it to the yid, it will be considered bittul. Right. But you're going to have this problem.
But he's already done the bittul.
Yeah, but
so you're saying the fact that he did bittul doesn't actually help.
So
even,
correct.
Even an object that was useful by the Zara.
Correct.
That had bittul done to it, still.
Correct. At this point, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that fascinating? Yeah.
Because you can use it, David, if because he might be mubatalib, surely if he does mubatalib, then for sure you should be able to eat
it. If he does...
Yeah, he mubatalib from a Rodezara. If he gets rid of it to give it to somebody else.
But the guy might say, "This is my best kishkin. This is my best one. I want it back in a week's time. So I need it."
So therefore, what? If he wants it back, then so it belongs to the guy.
So an Akum does tshuva and is miskaya.
Oh wow! Yes, yeah.
So it's not going to help because the fact that he used it as the one is
over. I honestly don't know. Yeah. Okay, so that's the halacha of yeah.
So I must have lost my way. So if you borrow it from the goy,
it belongs to the goy. If you
can I borrow it for 2 days over Rosh Hashanah, 3 days?
Yeah. In fact, so much so it doesn't even need to do bittul. Yes, you can take it, blow it.
And bring it back to him.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Fine. But if it belongs to you, Yid.
Buy it off him.
If it belongs to you, then it.
I'm not clear why.
Because there is an obligation now. Yeah. There's an obligation that since it belongs to, there is a halacha that an item which was a halacha which is that something which belongs to a Yid and is being was being served as an avodah zarah. There's a halacha that needs to be, it's ksusa mechtashu, it's lacking in shit because it needs to be burnt, it needs to be destroyed.
It needs to be. But not if you borrow it.
No, because it's not yours, you're going to give it back to him. So therefore, since.
He's still got the possibility of being mubatalib.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
So it's not yet burnt.
It's actually the din of a shofar that is in a
honey. Very similar indeed. Very similar indeed. Very similar. Yeah. Well, it's a little bit. Yeah. The answer is yes. Definitely. But it brings a little bit. It leads us a little bit to Siv Dalet. But I suppose we're going to leave Siv Dalet for tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Yeah.